Marsh's surname.
All right then, after 19 rounds and almost 60 listeners in the past 4 weeks, we've reached the final day of Ireland's smartest surname. So, who's it going to be? The Burns are still holding on to the top spot, and only one surname can take it from them now, and that would be the Doyles. The Doyles are in there. The three winning team members with the highest score today will win an amazing prize. A four-night family stay for each listener in a self-catering lodge in Fota Island in County Cork for up to five people, with two dinners as well for you and your guests, and Fota Island adventure experience. So, let's meet the Doyles individually. Alan Doyle, first of all, is in Dublin. Alan.
Hey, Dunian, how are you?
Very good. Are you up for it?
I am indeed. Okay, give it a go.
That's what we want. That's the spirit. Okay, let's go to Wicklow. And Nora Doyle is there. So we've got Alan and Nora. Hi, Nora.
Hi, Ian. Good morning.
You're good at quizzes, Nora.
I try. I don't know now. Don't build me up too much here. This is going to be tough one.
Well, listen, best of luck to you. And we got Jamie there as well. Jamie Doyle in Kilkenny. Hello, Jamie.
Hi, Ian.
Are you all set?
Yeah, ready to go.
Okay. I'm just going to explain one or two things to you, Alan, Nora and Jamie. You've got 90 seconds on the clock. The exact same rules as everybody else had. I have to take your first answer. If you don't know an answer, just say pass. I always tell people and advise them, say pass quickly. If you know iota, if you haven't a Scooby-Doo, say pass and we will move on, and it'll save time. I'm going to start with you, Alan. Then we'll go to Nora. Then we'll go to Jamie. And this will be repeated over and over until the time ends. If it's not your question, you can't help or answer or do anything like that. So you just have to keep shtum and say nothing at all. All answers have to be given before the clock ends. All right. So let's just psych each other up and get the Doyles on the case here, because you don't know each other. So if you just want to get to know each other there very briefly, and we will start the clock and get Alan's first question underway. Here we go.
Best of luck, guys.
Best of luck, everyone.
Let's do it.
Okay, here we go. Right, I am now just about to start the clock. All three of you are representing the Doyles of Ireland, and your time starts now.
Ireland's smartest surname.
Alan, every day should have its golden moments is the slogan for what Irish brand?
Ben and Spread.
Nora, George Clooney starred as Doug Ross in what TV drama?
Eeyore.
Jamie, in which Irish castle did David and Victoria Beckham hold their wedding reception?
Castle Knock.
Alan, in Rock, Paper, Scissors, which gesture beats scissors?
Rock.
Nora, in rugby, which two countries compete in the Calcutta Cup?
Oh, pass.
Jamie, in the film Frozen, what kind of creature is Sven?
Snowman.
Alan, E.L. James wrote which famous trilogy of books?
Pass.
Nora, what is the only vowel that appears in every day of the week?
A.
Jamie, what US state comes first alphabetically?
Alabama.
Alan, which band released the album Californication in 1999?
Pass.
Nora, how many points in the or tile worth in the game of Scrabble? What is it worth?
Three.
Jamie, which chart-topping musician shares his name with the generic term for a male duck?
Pass.
Okay, Alan, in which European city is the famous thoroughfare called Las Ramblas?
Barcelona.
Barcelona. Not sure whether you reached the time. I'm going to have to check with my good friend, Shauna O'Reilly, who is across the way from me, and she's been taking furious notes, along with your verifier over on the left.
Oh, yeah, just had to double check, yes.
Okay, so Shauna, tell us what happened there.
Well, Ian, the Doyles are the last ones to try and knock the Burns off their perch. Have they done it? Let's have a look at some of the wrong answers first.
Okay.
So, Barry's Tea slogan is every day should have its golden moments.
Every day should have its golden moments.
Yeah. David and Victoria Beckham held their wedding reception in Luttrellstown Castle.
Just down the road from Castle Rock, to be fair.
It is, yeah. England and Scotland compete in the Calcutta Cup. Sven is a reindeer in Frozen. E.L. James wrote the 50 Shades trilogies. The Red Hot Chili Peppers released Californication in 1999. The Oar tile is worth one in Scrabble.
Yeah.
Yes. The chart-topping musician that shares his name with the duck is Drake.
Sorry for that.
And unfortunately, Alan, you didn't get in time with Los Ramblas there on Barcelona.
Okay.
So, Ian.
Here we go. This is the score. Well. Okay, the Burns of 10.
Yeah.
Okay, this is the final day.
This is
final
it
chance.
Now.
Okay,
this is it.
Right, so.
The scores have been counted and verified, Ian. Mm-hmm. And I can reveal that the Doyles scored 4. Doyles.
As Bradley would say in The Chase, you're better than that. You're better
you
than
are
that.
Better
yeah,
than
you're better
that.
Than that. Oh, I'm sorry about that. Thank you very much, guys. Thanks a million. Nora, Jamie, Alan, Hardlock.
Oh, God.
It means, though, it means that Ireland's smartest surname is Byrne.
Yay!
We got Philip, Sharina and Dave on the line there. They were waiting, listening to that, just to see what happened. Philip, I'll go to you first. Philip, you had a long wait, didn't you?
Oh, it's been a hard few weeks. Every day you're waiting to leave.
How about you, Sharina? Was it okay?
Oh,
could you,
it's been the longest month of my life.
Could you handle all the fame? Were people coming up to you in the street and offering you things?
I got so many texts and calls and everything.
That's good. And Dave, congratulations. Well done.
Torture, Ian. Absolute torture.
We just actually got a message in there from Vinny in Mayo, and he says he's looking forward to seeing the Burns on the Late Late Show later on this evening. Vinny. Listen, congratulations. You've all three of you now have got a 4-night family stay for you in a self-catering lodge. You can bring 5 people with you as well. And there'll be dinners provided on 2 of the nights, at Photo Island Adventure Experience. And you can decide to go at the same time, but you can also decide to go at several times.
Thank you so much.
Very good. I just want to make it official again, just for us all. Ireland's smartest surname is... the surname Byrne. Yay!
Yes!
Yes! On your
smartest surname on Today FM's Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show.
Ronan's going to have a go at Waffle. You can play along, of course, as well. But Ronan's going for the moolah. We've got €1,000 up for grabs every day. So it is here for you. We'll do it again tomorrow morning around 7:25. We open the lines on this one. And basically, I give you a topic just before you start, and then you have got 30 seconds on the clock, and you have to try and come up with the 5 keywords that I've got written down in front of me on a sheet of paper. There will be others as well, but you won't get a ding for those. You only get the dings for the ones that I've got written down. 5 of those, get all 5 and you win €1,000. Ronan, how are you?
I'm good, Ian. How are you?
I'm very well. You sound very calm.
Oh, hopefully that lasts. Yeah.
So you're from Dublin and you're heading to Cork.
Yeah, well, I'm from Cavan originally, but I'm in Dublin. I'm going down to Cork for the day.
All right, okay. And can I ask you what kind of work you do? Is it work you're going for or just for the crack?
No crack. I'm going down for some work. I work in IT.
Ah, right. Very good. Very good. Okay. All right. Well, they're very... you've been there before, obviously, in Cork, haven't you?
I have indeed, yeah.
They're very welcoming people. They really are.
They're grand, yeah.
Yes, they are. Well, listen, are you ready to have a go at this?
I am indeed, yeah.
Okay, you were looking for, well, let's see, normally does well on sport or countries, geography. Oh, very good. Ronan, it's neither of those, I'm afraid. So let's see how you get on this morning. Now, don't panic. This could be something that you'd be well able for. Seem like a calm and cool sort of chap. So here we go.
Today's waffle topic is...
a game of poker.
Oh, okay, poker, 4 of a kind, full house. Flush, straight flush, royal flush, 3 of a kind, 2 pair, ace, clubs, heart clubs, diamonds, spades, ace, king, jack, queen, blinds, betting, gambling, bluffing, bluff, pot, chips.
One to go.
Table, poker table.
Oh, God, that was good. Now, that was very impressive. You just kept going. That brain just brought it all out. Unbelievable.
Almost.
I'll tell you, yeah, almost. The one you left out is a game that I don't know whether you're familiar with it. It's very popular. It's one of the. It's probably the most popular game of poker, and that is Texas Hold'em. Beyonce even made it more popular with her song recently. Yes, ain't what's it? This ain't
ah well.
Yeah, ah well, ah well. Texas Hold'em is the only one. You got flush, you got blind, you got full house, you got chips. Texas Hold'em. Ah! Ronan, that was impressive. Thank you very much for taking part.
Thanks, Ian.
Good luck. Have a safe trip. Bye. Cheers. Fiona, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Excellent. Fiona Sweeney, you are in Dublin, yeah?
Yes, but originally from Donegal, so.
Ah, right. We had somebody on from Donegal. Is it Letterkenny?
No, I'm from the outside Dunlow.
Oh, Dunlow. Oh, very good.
Yeah.
So how come your name's not Mary?
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, I've heard that a million times. Yeah.
Mary.
Leanne is there as well. Hi, Leanne.
Morning, Ian. How are you?
Very good. Are you from Donegal as well?
No, I'm from Wexford.
Oh, you're from Wexford. Okay.
Yes.
Right. So, Leanne Nolan, good to have you with us as well. And are you friends or what's the story? What's the relationship there?
Friends, we started working together now. We've been friends since, and we used to live together as well.
Cool. Very good. So you'd like to go off on this trip. It'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it'd be lovely,
Okay.
Be a dreamy, and we're not going to lie.
Well, listen, by winning today, you get a €500 top flight voucher, and then we'll put you into the draw. It'll be a five-way draw, so you never know. On Friday, your name could be picked out as well. I'm going to make sure you get these five questions correct. Are you ready to have a go, Fiona and Leanne? Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. What is the most common car colour in Ireland?
Red?
No.
White?
No.
Black?
No. So
grey.
Kind of black. Grey, yes. Grey or silver. Sing a line from a Saw Doctors song.
I used to love her.
Long time ago. Yeah. What is Rory McIlroy's world golf ranking? Number what?
Two?
Higher.
One?
No, higher. No, sorry, the other way higher.
Oh, three.
Three, sorry. Yeah. Sorry. Name the three counties that begin with the letter K in Ireland.
Kildare, Kerry, Kilkenny.
Did you say Kilkenny?
Yes.
Okay. And finally, say I love Today FM in the voice of Kermit the Frog.
Oh, God.
I really sound like a
cat. Kermit,
Kermit. Kermit, I love Today FM.
Lovely. Well done. You got the €500 voucher. And, cheers.
See you. Bye.
So, Shauna, I finished the Menendez Brothers thing, the episode 9. Very good. Well worth checking out.
Yeah, really good.
Particularly episode 5. Very, very good.
Right.
There's a whole episode, almost a whole episode, where I think it's Eric. Character Eric is he's looking at the camera or looking straight ahead of him, and you see the back of the solicitor's head, and that's the whole shot.
So it's from his point of view.
His point of view, but it's like a documentary because it doesn't move, and you don't see any
reaction. And it's in the one location for the whole episode,
more or less. Yeah,
interesting.
Well worth checking out. It's pretty good. Anyway, I enjoyed it.
Good.
9 episodes. If anybody's looking for anything to watch,
and is that Netflix?
Quite harrowing. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll watch it.
Interesting. Yep. All right, so and then I've got Slow Horses, and I've got Only Murders in the Building. And
your weekend is sorted.
Indeed. Well, I hope I can find time to watch them with all this love that's in the air at the moment. I believe you've got two love stories.
Yeah, so there's a lot of it going around. First of all, singer Lana Del Rey has tied the knot. So she has married an alligator tour guide. His name is Jeffrey Dufresne. They only went public 1 month ago, and they exchanged their vows in Louisiana on the same bayou where Jeffrey operates his popular swamp boat tours.
Right, so does he own the company?
I think so,
yeah,
yes.
Okay.
So he owns these, they go out touring for
is that
alligators.
Where they met? Was she on the tour or something?
I'm not sure. Yeah. But you know what they say, God is in the detail.
Yeah.
They even decorated his swamp boat with white flowers for the day.
Oh,
so,
lovely.
You know, it's
very nice.
Just leaning into the romance of it all.
So Lana Del Rey is now married.
Yep.
What's his name again?
Jeffrey Dufresne. Yep.
Good name.
Yeah,
like
strong.
That. Jeffrey Dufresne. And romance blooming on The Bear as well.
Yes,
I
know you watch The Bear.
Yeah.
And you'll be familiar with Carmi and Claire.
Claire.
Well, they've only made it a real life romance.
Go away.
Jeremy Allen White and his co-star Molly Gordon were pictured kissing in LA on Wednesday.
Kissing in LA.
I mean, there's a song, right. If you ever need
one. They weren't filming an episode of The Bear chance, were they?
No, because they were also spotted house hunting as well.
Oh, really?
So this could be really heating up altogether. Nice. But I'm delighted, I have to say.
Sure there weren't any cameras. Cameras can be very small these days.
This was off air. This was off air.
The Ian Dempsey Breakfast Show. Weekdays from 6 a.m.